came down here this morning to watch her moderate.
I just thought she came to visit me.
Good morning. I'm Ellen Jones. I am a nurse practitioner faculty member, and I'm curious, is this too loud? I'm curious, is there any other nurse practitioners in the room? The only reason I ask that, this is geared just a little bit towards our curriculum, and so the nurse practitioner piece of that I'll skip over, because I don't think you probably are interested in that. First, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Greensboro. We have one of the most diverse counties in the state of North Carolina, and we have over 90 different languages spoke in Guilford County. So that is one of the up-and-coming things that's going on in North Carolina, is all the different diversity that has come to our region. And we're a small county, so you really don't think about located in the central part of the state that we have that many different populations of people living there now. We have a center on campus at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro that's called the Center for New North Carolinians, and this is one of the places that we can go to as faculty members to find assistance with our students in working with some of the different cultures on campus. What this presentation is about is talking about how we have infused mechanisms to talk about and teach our students about cultural diversity when they interact with what they're going to be is primary care providers, but in your instances, I don't know what type of work you do, how you teach other people resources that they can use to work with people of diverse populations. And the Center for New North Carolinians is one of the things that we have available to us on our campus. These are the objectives for the program. Since most of you are not nurse practitioners, I'm not going to focus on the nurse practitioner experience of that, but I am going to talk to you about web resources that are enriching and fun for students, and I have several here. I have them all in a list on my very last slide, which may be the place you want me to go to right now because you're not interested in the rest of it, but the web resources are there. I'm going to skip the things that we use for NOMF purposes. One of our first faculty resources is a cultural competence that you can find in culture in special education. And like I say, all these websites are available, and I'm not sure if they're live. Nope, I don't think I can go live here. But we have, this is one of the web sources we use to have students start looking up information regarding different cultures. So this is one that's available. The Office of Minority Health is another web resource that we find very helpful. And if you go to, this is a Department of Health and Human Services website. It's full of ideas and facts and information and health-related information that you can go to this web resource or send your students to in order to find out information regarding minority health. This is a new website that we have available to us through our library, and it's called EROF, and it just tells students all kinds of different things about world cultures. So if they're in your nursing classes at any level, or sociology or psychology, and they have a question about any type of topic and how a culture would view that, they can go to this website. And I just picked one and randomly did a search, and I chose Evil Eye. This is just available through our university, but it is not what was developed from our university. This is a purchased product. So any library could start if you made a request, or you can go to this website, EHRAF. Or help at ehraf.org. And it's mostly an archaeology website. But they have all kinds of vast information on different cultures. And you just plug in what information you were seeking and what's something that you might want to know. And as I said, I just picked one. I just picked the Greek population and Evil Eye and came up with what that means to this culture. I could have kept going with this, but you all were probably not interested, but I could have picked how the Chinese feel about the evil eye, or how an African and different African nation. And, of course, I just chose something that for the effect for the speaking. But, I mean, you know, you could choose anything, hugging, face-to-face contact, you know, having men present for us, that's a big one. You know, who's present in a room when you examine a female? And in some cultures, it's the husband. In some cultures, it might be another family member, which would be another older male family member, such as an uncle, which would seem very unusual to us. So different cultures have different ways, but that's one thing. This is a cultural and diversity healthcare website, and she keeps this up to date. And she is a faculty member at UPenn, the University of Pennsylvania. And her website is quite good. University of Minnesota. And I'm going to have these at the end. Of course, cultural competency in HRSA has a vast Health Resources and Service Administration has a lot of information on culture and websites. In terms of our nurse practitioner program, which you could use for any type of generic nursing or public health program, we use computer-based assessment tools, and I'll get to some of those in a minute. We have cases that we have that we create where students have to use what they know about culture in order to complete the project. They have to use some of these resources and go out there, and if you have a patient that comes into a room and, you know, they're of different cultures, so we do that. We make sure the test questions reflect cultural awareness. Students have resources and contacts. And we have written assignments that students can use to talk with each other and make sure that they are reading information that has to do with other cultures. We have a diverse class, and that's always important in terms of keeping things diverse within the classroom. And we have students at this point that we have Hispanic students, we have Persian students, we have students from Africa, we have African American students. We have an Indian student, so we have a Hindu student, and then we have Caucasian students. So we have students from all different types of background at this time. We have all of our clinical exams reflect people of different cultures, and these are just the courses for the nurse practitioner program, which you probably are not interested in. But we do make sure that in advanced health assessment they do culture, that we include in our pharmacology courses different herbs and different home remedies and things of that nature that belong to culture. We assess for cultural competence for the National Center for Cultural Competence. And this is out of Georgetown University. This is one of my absolute favorites. Has anybody here ever used the Project Implicit in the Harvard? Did you find it fun?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's really an interesting thing. I always do this with my first year, first class students about midway through. The Harvard Implicit exam is really put together by a group of psychologists. You can go on as either a demonstration or you can belong to their research project, and you get to choose. I often do this in class. I have the students bring their laptops that day, and we all go online. And what Project Implicit does is it looks at your own personal bias. And so if you were an African American, you could pull up how you feel about an African American male. Or you could, as a Caucasian woman, you could say how you feel about an African-American male. And it gives you a series of topics and pictures, and you just rate how you feel about what you see. And a lot of times, even among your own culture, you know, you start to view things in the same way that the media publicizes it or whatever. But it's really a way for you to get in touch with how you feel about people of other cultures and your own culture and what those feelings are. It's a lot of fun for students. It's eye-opening. I mean, they look at each other and they laugh and they giggle and they say, I never thought I viewed people of my own culture in the same way that other people were viewing them. You know, and it really gives you a way to look at how you might think that you're not prejudiced about some things, but you really are. And you can be a part of the project if you want to. Is that sort of how you see it?
Yeah.
There's something going on back there that makes you relate to other people differently, and it helps you recognize what your own bias is. And I do it in class, and I just think it's a lot of fun. And whatever group you're working with, it's just a really good tool. And it's a good tool for you to get your colleagues, if you're in a situation like that, where everybody can sit down and sort of look at it together and say, gee, you know, because it's really personal. I mean, nobody else knows how you really score on something. So it's just you and the computer, and it gives you feedback immediately. But this is out of Harvard, and it's a lot of fun. There are gender and cultural websites that are available, interdisciplinary student websites, and these are all focused on physical assessment. There are a couple of books that are very good. One, there's two sets to this called Doorway Thoughts, and this is primarily has to do with cross-cultural information for older adults. And there's Doorway Thoughts 1. And guess what? Doorway Thoughts too. And these go through all types of different cultures, from Hispanic to Japanese to Chinese. So there's all different types of cultures represented in each of these two books together. And they just give you a wealth of information about healthcare and how people of different cultures are going to perceive healthcare and what they expect when they get there. So this is a really good book for anybody that's working in public health in any arena about how people relate to healthcare. Primarily relates to older adults or that generation, but there's still some really good tidbits about what's going on culturally when they come in the door. We have students read these books and get into groups and have presentations about their doorway thoughts experiences. That's been a real helpful tool that we use in our first semester as well. Students get into different groups and role play and talk to each other about and present to the class about healthcare in different cultures. And I usually allow students that are from a different culture that's outside the United States to talk about their culture. So that gives them an opportunity to share with the class what it really means for them to be involved in healthcare, and that's been very helpful. So that's really fun. Of course, we have health fairs and things that are targeted for older adults and people from different different minority groups. And one group, so we have a Russian immigrant group in town that our students do a screening on, so they get to work with Russian immigrants. We have one that's a Vietnamese immigrant population, so they work with those groups. So getting your students involved with different groups before they get out there to practice is really helpful because they get the opportunity to work with translators before they get in rooms. Most often now, everywhere you go, there's somebody that speaks, there's a Hispanic-speaking person in the room. So, you know, a lot of times that's available. We have so many immigrants that don't speak Spanish. They speak another language, and or they speak a Spanish dialect that no one's understanding. So that gives them the opportunity to start working with families through a health fair type thing. Pharmacology, we keep that. There's Hispanic and folk remedies as well that are available on the internet that you can find out some of the different things that people may be doing before they come and what herbs or types of questions. A lot of these Hispanic people are waiting a long time before they even decide to come get care. So they're trying a lot of things at home. The Russian immigrants, we had people that their blood pressure was extraordinarily high, and we said, why aren't you taking your medication? And they said, well, I don't go back to Russia for 2 months, and I bring all my medicine back from Russia. And so they'll go home, and lots and lots of different people out there will go home to their home country and get medications and put them in suitcases and bring them back. And you don't know what it is or what they're taking. You can't read the bottle, and then they run out of the medications. So a whole lot of people or their family members ship them things from overseas. So a lot more medications probably coming from other places than you think about. These are just our clinical exams. We have computer-based simulations. We have international experiences for our students. They go to Russia each year, and people wait in line. This is in Honduras, so we have a group of students that go to Honduras. So we have some infusion into other cultures by students actually having the experience. And here's a list of the cultural websites, and I'll leave that up for just a second. I'll leave it up for, I probably have a couple of minutes. I told you just wanted me to go to the end. And
there'll be, all of these will be available from APHA. You can get into the program when you get home.
Right.
Yeah. You can get
it's free to get in.
Yes,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All the presentations, you can get the slides. Yeah. If I had a printer in here, I could print it real quick, but I don't. Oh, you had to pay for that?
Yes, that's right.
Right. Do you have a question? Well, and that, and like you said, and primarily because I focus this on the nurse practitioner students, and so they have their experience, and they do that with other faculty members, which is where they would do some of the transcultural stuff. But as she says, there is a, and thank you, there is a transcultural website out there that has a whole host of web resources. Right, and journals put out by SAGE. The Implicit Harvard is...
this one. That might be the only one that you wouldn't find, is the Implicit Harvard website. The rest of them should be easy. Yes?
You were talking about these with other countries. How specific is it within cultures within the U.S., like different Native tribes?
In terms of which... ERoth, that library site, has a wealth of where they break down things. In terms of your state, that might, you might have to find that at the state level. The state level hasn't put something like that together where there's a book. But I'm not sure that any of these websites would go into, you're talking about Native American tribes. Does anybody out there know of any
the minority
health? You think they'll go into the different Native tribes? We don't have that in North Carolina. We have a couple. We have Lumbee Indians in one little area, and there's not very many. And then we have a few Cherokee in the western part of the state. Indian Health Service.
Your best source for tribal health.
Indian Health.
And there's the book of Purnell. I don't know if it's not really available.
What's that one?
Purnell and Polanka's book on transcultural nursing. So does do a good job.
Okay, on the Native Americans.
Right. On all cultures, actually.
Okay. All right.